Second, Ellen Langer talks about mindfulness. She defines mindfulness as creating novel distinctions, which is similar to creating variety, looking at things that I haven't seen before, that I haven't looked at before. This is also a way to maintain love. You know, people talk about how, well, over time you adapt to your relationships. Well, there's something new to discover about a person every time, whether it's about my parents, whether it's about my lover, whether it's about my friends. Creating novel distinctions, looking at it mindfully, focusing on it, and maintaining freshness through this focus. Visualizing it. Stephen Coslin from William James Hall, head of our department, did research showing that kids actually visualize most words. So when they say mother, immediately the picture of mother comes up. Whereas very often for us, when we talk, these words are automatic. We no longer visualize it, which is why it takes kids longer to think, because they're still visualizing the words. It's not automatic anymore, which also explains why kids live like kids, why they're able to appreciate the simplest of things, to be mesmerized and blown away by an airplane up there, or when they talk about what they did at daycare. They live like children. And what we have become over the years, we adapted to it and we've become numb to a lot of these things. So one of the ways to chip away this numbness, one of the ways to do it is to visualize. And when we visualize, we start to see things once again like kids do.